This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
The Roundup on Joy 94.9. From the nitty to the gritty.
For a fault to develop 2 years after the aircraft actually enters service, it's almost guaranteed to be a manufacturing fault.
The outright political.
You can't pay your respects to somebody that has left down a coal mine.
The frightfully bizarre.
I would tell George Bush I didn't have the grounds to call him a racist.
And everything in between.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is The Roundup.
Yes, welcome to another huge show. You're listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9, your one-stop shop for all the latest news and opinionated current affairs from right around the globe to right here in our very own backyard. I'm Anastasia, and joining me on the panel tonight is the very handsome Michael.
Oh, thank you, Anastasia.
And, of course, the stunning Ellie.
Oh, thank you, Anastasia.
How you guys doing?
We're very good.
Brilliant.
Now, on tonight's show, we relive London's darkest days. I bring you all the hottest gossip straight out of Hollywood, and we also have a very special surprise on the way. Stick around to find out what we've got up our sleeve. But first, Michael has the news and current affairs roundup.
Hi there, Michael Pintabonner here with a news and current affairs wrap on the roundup. And the boy who ended the life of teenager Cameron Lowe after drinking 15 energy drinks has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. The youth, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was remorseful upon sentencing but has pleaded guilty to the assault. Lowe died in 2010 after posting on his Facebook that he felt sore because of a punch he received in the head. Federal Finance Minister Penny Wong has announced that she's expecting her first child with her long-term partner Sophie Aloush. Wong, a strong advocate of GLBTI rights, has brushed off criticism that the decision was politically motivated as rubbish, saying that the decision to start a family has nothing to do with politics. Wong and Aloush are expecting their firstborn in December. More than 700 people have lined the streets of Melbourne at the weekend in a mass illegal gay wedding. Melbourne personality Tracy Bartram led the affair as the pro-equality crowd fought for marriage equality. The protest comes a week after the Tasmanian Labor Party joined most other Labor camps around the nation in endorsing gay marriage. Similar events were held in other state capitals around the country. And less than a month after the adult version of MasterChef has wrapped up, Junior MasterChef is set to take to our screens. Insiders reckon this year's bunch of kids is the most talented they've seen yet and are telling audiences to brace themselves. Meanwhile, Channel 10 has hit PR mode after the $30 million production of The Renovators polled in at number 14 overnight with just 600,000 viewers nationally. 14 spots behind Nine's hit The Block, which came in at number one with almost 2.5 million viewers across the country. And that is the news and current affairs wrap on The Roundup. Back to you, ladies.
Hey, Mike, very good news about Penny Wong. Congratulations, Penny, and wonderful to be, well, not the very first out proud Member of Parliament, but pretty close to it, I reckon.
And they're having a baby. And you know a couple that can't have a baby?
Who can't have a baby?
Bert and Ernie.
Is that because they're puppets, Mike?
That's Muppets, the technical definition, not puppets. And interesting news here, yeah. Sesame Street, the Sesame Street creators, Jim Henson Studio, have come out saying that Bert and Ernie are not gay and that they're just friends who are very different, and it's all about teaching kids that you can be friends with people who are polar opposites to you. But gay groups reckon that this is rubbish.
Why do they sleep in the same bed?
They don't. They sleep in separate beds. That's a widely misquoted quote.
They sleep next to each other.
In separate beds.
In separate beds.
But they're not homosexuals. But the thing is, gay rights groups are saying, hey, this is a role model and a healthy example of a gay relationship for young children.
Yeah.
Should we be teaching equality and different types of relationships to kids from, you know, the get-go?
Yeah, but do Bert and Ernie actually need to get married for kids to know that? Surely Sesame Street have done other kind of gay-friendly stuff without forcing Bert and Ernie to get married, because they don't sleep in the same bed. So what does that say?
Yeah, but
it's not a very good marriage, is it?
Bed.
Well, my grandparents don't either, but this is Bert and Ernie. They're young and hip, kind of, aren't they?
They're Muppets. Yeah. They are very young and hip,
it
though.
It is one of the very important questions we need to ask here.
Yes, and if you've got an opinion on Bert and Ernie, 0427JOY949 is the number. And obviously, the riots in London have been on everybody's lips. It's been incredibly controversial. A lot of people really don't know why they started or, you know, where we're going to go from there. To help us answer those questions, next on the roundup is Dr. Benoit Kantmark from RMIT University. In the meantime, a little bit of Kylie Minogue with Aphrodite.
The hottest remixes. Joy 94.9.
Tell me that you really want me. I need to bump a baby tonight. Been thinking about a baby all night. Boy, you know you're in for a ride. Tell me that you really want me. I need to bump a baby tonight. Been thinking about a baby all night.
Hey, this is Ruby Rose, and you're listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9. That's right, this is The Roundup with Ellie, Anastasia and Michael. Make sure you hit us up right now with your opinions and comments. SMS 0427JOY949 and call 1300JOY949.
Now, a week after the UK's worst riots in over a decade, the death toll has hit five and waves of looters face court in all-night sessions at Westminster. Meanwhile, the world is still scratching its head trying to work out exactly what happened. To help us shed some light on this is RMIT Professor Dr. Benoit Kantmark. Welcome back to The Roundup, Dr. Kantmark.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Now, we've seen countless images over the past week of what's been going on over there. Why has the riots been going on for such a long time?
Well, the riots have arisen because of a considerable amount of disaffection that is existing in many parts of England. So what's tended to happen is that this is a boil over from a very unhappy society, especially a very unhappy, youthfully disaffected society.
Why are they so unhappy?
Well, when you consider the unemployment rates between ages of 16 and 24, there are about 1 million unemployed in Britain of that category. They're the worst section, disaffected people since 1980, that particular proportion. There's a huge dropout rate in school, there are considerable number of instances of poverty. There's not a sufficient council housing and so forth. So there are huge problems in Britain at the moment.
And why are they being overlooked by the government, I guess?
Because they're not considered that relevant anymore. I think what has happened is that with austerity measures that are happening now, but even before that, the drives of economic rationalism and so forth have taken place. They're not really that relevant anymore in the programs of government, which is really unfortunate.
So this has been going for a long time, and it's crossed different parts of London and also different other cities in the UK. Should we be looking at all of this conflict as a single event, or should we be looking at it as separate events?
No, what tends to happen in riots is that they look like spontaneous acts and so forth, but in actual fact, a lot of these things arise because of specific causes, and there is an underlying rationale here. The disaffection that has arisen is a definite outcome of economic circumstances and so, specific dilapidated, rundown areas and so forth. There is certainly something there to take seriously. So it's a series of events that have a common theme. There's no question about that.
And Prime Minister David Cameron has suggested that if convicted of riot-related offences, some of those people and their families could be evicted from their public housing. And, you know, there's like over 100,000 people have signed a petition in the UK calling for anyone convicted of rioting to lose their state benefits. Why is that so punitive? What's going on?
What's going on is that it's the punitive approach. It's the idea that if individuals commit these offences, then they are to be given the hard hand. But the state has always given the hard hand to these individuals. Under New Labour, the position taken was distinctly harsh in terms of policing and control and so forth. But this doesn't solve the problem.
Can you suggest another way that could solve this problem for the future?
Well, one thing is to make sure that the schools function. That might be classes. And then the second thing also is that the austerity approach does not work. It's seen time and time again that slashing budgets when it comes to social programs does not work in these instances. It also further alienates the very society that these sorts of things, if you like, the safety net, is meant to protect. So that's one of the fundamental problems there.
And I guess we're looking at kind of, we think we live in a democracy, but, and you know, we have this fantastic welfare state that looks after people. But in Britain, one third of the under 18s live in poverty. And there's, you know, authoritarian statements from Boris Johnson and David Cameron. So, you know, how meaningful are thoughts of democracy here?
Well, democracy is a very nominal term. It's there, but it exists in a very limited sense. The question is democracy, but for whom? I mean, these individuals, how relevant is democracy when, as a French writer once said, how relevant is democracy when a person sleeps under a bridge and another lives in a castle? So one has to ask oneself about the equality issues about a society that claims to be democratic, and that's the fundamental problem here.
Thank you very much. Can you suggest for us, before we have to sign off, where to from here for the government, or where to from here for Britain, really, I guess, in terms of these riots?
Well, I suppose one measure is not to take a harsh stance on this. I think one of the things has to be a conciliatory measure towards, there's no helping patting, being harsh to these protesters. Remember, in the same society where bankers were responsible for a considerable problem of the economic downturn and the crisis, they were proceeded to be given bailouts and, in some cases, a promotion. I think it would be a very bad statement to these individuals if they were to be punitively treated. So the first thing is to be more conciliatory to them. The second thing is to look at the social programs in place and to see what can be done.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That was Dr. Benoit Campmark from RNIT University with his take on the London riots and what's behind them. Now, you have to stick around on the roundup. We have got a world first, an exclusive to our show, and you have to stick around to find out what that is. That's next on the roundup.
Joy 94.9, now giving you more divas than any other radio station.
That was Aretha Franklin with I Say a Little Prayer, and you're with Ellie, Anastasia and Michael on The Roundup.
Now, don't forget, you can visit us on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/The Roundup on Joy 94.9.
Hey, Anastasia and Mike, did you say before that we've got a Never Been Done Before exclusive on Joy happening right now?
I think we might have.
Oh, well, I think I might know what that is.
Ooh,
yeah.
Intriguing.
Well, there's a very special event happening now as we speak, right this very moment in the southern suburbs of Melbourne. There are a group of friends gathered together for a pretty special occasion.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in fact, they're all gathered together for some very special people.
Okay. And you've got me listening, Ali.
And are you listening, Rowena Du? Our very good friend, Rowena Du, came into the studio a few days ago to record a message for somebody that's pretty dear to that group of people. And are you ready to play it, Mike?
I think I am.
This is really exciting.
Susie, you may think we are all here for Luke Gallagher's birthday, but I really want to say something in front of all our friends here tonight and all our family and friends listening to Joy. We've been together for 14 exciting and fabulous years, and every day is different and amazing. I love you so much and can't imagine my life without you. So I want to know if you will be mine into the future. Please take this ring as a symbol of my enduring love.
That is the most amazing, most romantic and sweetest thing ever. And I cannot imagine what's happening in that restaurant right now.
No, me neither.
Are there screams? Are there tears? Stick around with us because we're going to find out after this what happened.
Your favourite shows all weekend, only on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're on The Roundup on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Give us a call on 1300 Joy 949.
Or visit us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRoundup on Joy 94.9.
And we've just had an exclusive moment on Joy. The wonderful Rowena Du came into the studio a few days ago and pre-recorded her proposal to her beautiful girlfriend, Susie Green. And so they've just heard that. They all got together at a restaurant on the pretense of it being somebody's birthday. And so have we got Rowena on the phone?
You've got Rowena on the phone.
Hello, darling. What did she say?
She said yes.
Of course.
Yes. Well, she cried.
Did she?
And then she said yes.
Okay. And did you get down on one knee?
Oh, my God. Of course I did. I love this woman. She's been my life partner for 14 years. And I know it took me a while to get there, but I got finally on my knees.
Well done. And did you need some help to stand up again? Are you still down there?
No, that was fine. It was just actually getting down to the knee was the hardest part.
Good. Now, can you paint the picture for us, Rowena, about how much effort you went to make this happen?
Well, we organised it to be a Luke Gallagher's birthday. Luke Gallagher's birthday is not for another 15 days or something. But I knew that all our friends are friends with Luke Gallagher, so it would not be a surprise to have all our friends together. We had it at Ice Cafe with the lovely Liam Quinn, who is a great supporter of Joy Melbourne, right? And so him playing Joy on a Monday night would not be out of the, you know, realm of possibilities. So he's playing Joy. And then, of course, I organised with you, Ellie, and the lovely Michael to pre-record and to organise this. It was actually you, Ellie, yours and your partner Penny's wonderful idea to come up with this. So all our friends in Brisbane and, you know, family in Brisbane and our friends in Melbourne are all listening, which is fantastic. They can all be a part of this very, very special occasion. So I can't say thank you enough to you guys for making this amazing.
You're a very sneaky lady because you not only roped in the owner of a cafe, one of your very good friends, Luke, a radio station. You've asked all of your friends to turn up somewhere and keep it all a secret. I believe you had some help to sneakily get a ring as well. Is that right?
Exactly. The fabulous Lucy Fletcher. I can't begin to say, if anyone needs to buy a ring, talk to Lucy Whelan. Sorry, so she's married now. She is the not bridesmaid from hell, and she's amazing. So I recommend her. I'll text me, I'll give you a number.
Great.
So now, did that Susie had no
Susie
idea.
Did she have any idea? No.
None whatsoever. She did think we were here for Luke Gallagher's birthday.
Oh, wonderful.
Fantastic.
Great.
And the guys here at Ice Cafe have been fantastic. So I recommend it. The food's been amazing. The drink's been amazing. And we are going to pâté.
Excellent. Do you want to put Susie on for a sec?
She doesn't want to talk because she's quite emotional.
Rowena, can you tell us the look on Susie's face when you actually, when she heard that?
Sorry, what was that,
Michael? Tell us what the look on her face was like when she heard that on the radio.
Absolutely shocked. So when you played that song, which is our song, Say a Little Prayer, we danced,
yep.
Right? And then when you played my pre-recorded bit, I got down on my knees, and then I said the words to her, and then the whole audience here went, what are they doing? That's what they did. So.
Oh, we like it. We like it. That's fantastic. So, so glad that we could be a part of something that's obviously a very big moment in your lives. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you, Michael. We couldn't have done it without you guys, and she still can't talk. She's absolutely speechless.
Well, that'd be a first.
I know, and she really think it was Luke Gallagher's birthday.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, as I said, congratulations and good luck to you guys. We're so glad that we could help you out there, Rowena. That was Rowena Do, who had just proposed on air to her longtime partner,
Susie. So if you have a proposal story or an opinion about gay marriage, SMS us on 0427-JOY949, email us on air at joy.org.au, jump on our Facebook page, which is The Roundup on Facebook, or, of course, you can telephone the lovely Robert on 1300-JOY949 and let us know what you think about all of that.
I want to see you peacock, cock, your peacock, cock. Your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock. I want to see your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock, cock, your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock. Word on the street, you got something to show me, me magic.
Something for everybody. Weekends on Joy.
Weekends on Joy.
You are listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9 with Anastasia, Ali and Michael. That was Katy Perry with Peacock.
What a great song that is! Hey, we've just experienced a first on Joy. One wonderful friend has proposed to the other on air. It was a big secret. The other one didn't know about it. It's all very romantic, and there was tears and dancing and all sorts of things. And we've had quite a bit of feedback about it. So Dave says we've come very far down the yellow brick road of equality, and our journey is almost at an end. Let's hope so, Dave. Let us hope so. Scott says, oh, that was so beautiful. Reminds me of when that guy proposed to his boyfriend at the Kylie concert in Perth this year. Did you know about that, Mike?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Yes. Emily says, defenders of heterosexual-only marriage undermine their cause by refusing to recognise that their respect and concern for marriage and family is shared by many supporters of same-sex marriage. Good point, Emily. And Jenny says, my girlfriend got down on one knee at a picnic in Dalesford. So romantic. We had a huge party with all our friends and family, but no formal ceremony. No point if it's not recognised. Sad face.
Oh, yeah. Let us know your thoughts. 0427-JOY949.
It's gossip time on The Roundup. Celebs are bad that we found out. Anastasia and the crew will tell you what they did to. Madonna's bad, Britney's sad, Lady Gaga's wearing a bag. It's gossip time, gotta go, gotta get on. Gossip time with the show. Gossip time. It's gossip time.
Yes, it is gossip time again, your favourite time of
Yay!
The week, isn't it?
It
and
is.
Boy, do I have some interesting things up my sleeve today. One, I think this headline writes itself, if you ask me. What star has just gotten pregnant?
I don't know.
Hilary Duff.
What?
Up the Duff.
Yep. Hilary Duff is up the Duff that writes itself.
She's married, isn't she?
Yeah, she's only been married a year.
Okay.
But yeah, she's
that's
just
pretty normal.
Yeah. Now, Jessica Alba is a mum again. She gave birth to a baby girl on Saturday, and it's called she is called Haven Garner Warren. And her other daughter is called Honor. So Haven and Honor are the names of the kids.
Oh, it sounds like Haven Garner Warren.
It turns out she was craving watermelon during her pregnancy. And it turns out her little girl, Honor, wanted the baby to actually be a boy, but wanted to call it Sophie. So
I want a brother called Sophie.
Fair enough. We all want brothers called Sophie.
The infamous Tara Reid. Do you remember her back in the day? She was so drunk at an awards ceremony, her entire half of her top fell off and she flashed half of herself.
Vaguely. There's been a lot of moments
American
like that.
American Pie fame, blah, 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 blah. She just got married hours after she got engaged. She posted on Twitter that she just got engaged, and on the same day she posted, just got married.
To who?
Danish entrepreneur. And she's only been seeing him since November last year, so it's a pretty quick marriage. And also, she was engaged to someone else earlier that year before they met.
Oh, wow. She just sounds like she loves love.
I know. I'm not sure how it's going to go. Something that reminded me of my troubles last week when I lost my iPhone.
Oh, yes. Oh, Anastasia left her iPhone at Nando's and nobody stole it. So that's great,
it is
people.
Very good.
Very good.
But another person who had a hissy fit because they lost their iPhone, Paris Hilton.
Oh, she would.
And she lost two phones, and she basically she was on a flight. Turns out,
were they on the plane?
And then when she got off it, she couldn't find her phones in her bag. There's police investigating it and everything, exactly.
Why does she have two phones?
I don't know.
So that's so she can call herself and be like, I'm Paris Hilton. I'm so popular. I get calls all the time. And she calls herself.
Now, Anne Hathaway has revealed that she's a massive fan of, what's her name? Kate Middleton. There you go.
Oh, actually, there's a likeness between the two of them.
Well, this is what I've got to say, because I find it one extremely bland star admiring another extremely bland star.
Anne Hathaway is
and
not
I know
bland.
I'm gonna ruffle some feathers over this, but I find them extremely bland. They're both beautiful. They both have lovely clothes, but they're just, it's not like...
But are we now calling Kate Middleton a star? Seriously, she walked down the aisle as a bridesmaid in a pretty dress with a nice bottom, apparently. Not really my thing. And
she's
now she's a star.
Now. She's a royal
she's
now.
She's not.
She's married into the royal.
Oh, but that's like saying, well, say you marry someone famous.
Diana
that's like me
wasn't
saying
a royal
I'm related
either.
To them. But she married the prince.
Who's... Yeah, that's she just married the prince.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Pippa Middleton. Wrong Middleton. Oops, wrong one. Kate Middleton's great. We like her.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not raving about
that
her.
That does question. Prove your point. If I'm thinking about Pippa before Kate, obviously Pippa is the more exciting of the
exactly.
two because she's got the bottom thing happening.
Exactly. Mm. Now, Kings of Leon, we all know that they're having some really big problems in the band. Or do you know that they're having some big problems in the band?
No, no.
Well, they are because basically their lead singer has had a massive drunken, crazy episode on stage over in America recently.
For people listening, Anastasia does a crazy move when she does crazy.
Anyway, there was rumours that the band had actually kicked him out. And this is a band of brothers, right?
Okay.
So he was supposedly kicked out. Now he's not. And guess who's piped up over this incident?
Britney Spears.
Close.
Mandy Moore.
Hanson. Where on earth have these guys been since like 15 years ago, and why are they coming to
they're
it now?
They're serious rockers now.
Are they?
Yes, yes. They're like an underground band.
Oh.
Serious rockers.
Underground.
Serious.
Anyway, and my final one is for you, Michael.
Is it Britney?
It is Britney.
Oh, I love a bit of Britney.
And who do you think she gave a dirty little lap dance to in Canada?
I know the answer to this.
Oh, okay. Well.
Can I say?
Yeah.
That Paulie D guy from Jersey Shore.
From Jersey Shore. So usually she picks one person to gyrate against every show, and I'm not sure if it was lucky for her or unlucky for her. It was Paulie D.
Is so big, though.
I wouldn't want to touch him with a 10-foot
pole.
In
other Britney Spears news, right, she is obviously doing a Femme Fatale tour, just in case you don't know, and she's filmed it in 3D. For DVD release, which is the first time that a Britney Spears concert will be released on DVD since the Dream Within a Dream tour, which was when she did Slay for You. So, yeah, interesting
why
Britney fact
know?
There.
Michael, you know far way too much about Britney
I love
Spears.
Britney.
No, you don't. I thought you broke up with Britney.
Oh, no, no.
You
it's
back
like getting
again.
Back with your ex. You don't talk about it, but you do it.
Well,
it's
that
terrible.
Was the gossip for today, and back over to you guys.
Yes, you're with Ali, Anastasia and Michael, of course, on The Roundup on Joy 94.9. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/The Roundup. Let us know what you think, SMS, phone or email. You know how to do it.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Adam Lambert. You are listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9 with Anastasia, Ali, and myself, Michael. We've had a huge show tonight. We've had our very first proposal on air. Thank you very much, Susie and Rowena. It was very nice.
It was beautiful.
Touched my little heart. And we've also talked about something not as touching, the riots in London, and we had a great chat with Dr. Binoy Kampak from RMIT University. Heaps of feedback on 0427JOY949.
Yes, there has been tons of feedback on the London riots, and just one of them here was from Janet. Wake up, Australia, this will happen here.
That would be a bit scary. That's wouldn't all, it?
It's already happened here. Cast your mind back
Cronulla
a couple of
riots.
Years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jack says the PM can't say it's not about poverty, but as the old Steve Winwood song goes, while you are at sea, take a chance. What? Oh, I don't know. And
while
that's,
you see a chance, take it.
Take it? Oh, thanks, Anastasia. And that's what these people who live in poverty did. I think that's what part of
I've never heard that saying before. When you're at sea, take a chance. Is that
when
like
you see a chance, take it.
When you're at sea. Oh, so when you've got nothing.
we
oh, okay, there's no sea in this metaphor.
There's no sea.
No.
Oh,
but it does make sense.
Moving along, David says, well, it sounds as if they're going to hell in a handcart there in the UK.
Hell in a handbag.
Hell in a handcart. Maybe hell in your handbag.
I don't have a handbag.
Abe says, let's hope it never comes to this in Australia. England has a long and bloody history of violence. This is just the latest chapter. It's as though it's in their blood. Even simpler, like a football match will set them off. You won't see me at the Olympics. But hey, listen about it. A lot of us are from England in the way back, so that means it comes back to us.
I'm not. Hands up, I'm completely not English.
Look, there are so many cultures throughout history that have a history of violence. Mm. I think if you look anywhere in our past and even in our present, Australia is participating in wars. We can say that we have a bloody history of violence as well. So I don't think it's just the UK, but certainly, yeah, it's pretty. We wouldn't see the same sort of violence at a football match here as what we do over there.
It's
but anyway,
pretty much the human condition in many respects. You know, we compete,
it's that
we fight.
Group mentality, that kind of group behaviour, isn't it? So Ivan says police police could also start cracking down on bad behaviour here by starting to crack down on hoons and closing down nightclubs.
Now, have you seen, sorry, just to change the topic briefly, have you seen the new London Olympics logo, which has
the
hooligan
running away
with one of the Olympic rings? I thought that was funny.
Now, Peter says if the police did their job, there would be no need for vigilante groups. I don't agree with this because I think that there is so much there's so much poverty that, you know, that it's created such a group sort of movement of unhappiness that there wouldn't be much that the police could do anyway.
Yeah.
The people are so unhappy, they're just going out and reacting.
Yeah, and this email from Vincent kind of supports that. The riots in Britain should be a frightening reminder for all of us. These were not unemployed or disaffected youth, but in many... Oh, hang on. No, it's not. It's the opposite. But in many instances, educated, unemployed, middle-class and wealthy kids. It's a sad testament to the state of our society and global culture today, where there is a severe dearth of leadership and complete abdication of values and personal responsibility in a quest for the shortest and easiest path to wealth and success with little or no effort.
Well,
because the thing is that the hoons were, when they were ransacking and kind of taking clothes out of buildings and, you know, out of shops, they were trying them on.
Mm.
You know, it was a fashion statement.
Well,
it was about, like, I heard
an interview with one of the kids on the streets and they were asking, can you actually afford this stuff? And they're like, yeah, we can. But we're just taking the opportunity to take it.
Yeah.
So I think there is a big divide. There's people that are actually stealing stuff because they can, and then there are people who are actually unhappy with life.
But I think it could be both, Anastasia.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are disaffected youths. They've dropped out of school. They've had poor parenting. They've been living in kind of ghettos of unemployment and poverty and kind of, you know, poor education. So maybe they can afford those clothes, but they're still incredibly unhappy and disaffected youth. So, you know, they're not mutually exclusive, that ability to afford stuff and being that way. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Heaps of feedback there, guys, on 0427JOY949. We do have a few in on the marriage proposal, so we'll get to one or two of them in just a moment. First, though, a little bit of Rihanna with Cheers. Drink to that.
One, take your shots in here. You want one?
Yeah, 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 ye Rihanna with Cheers. Drink to that. You are listening to The Roundup with Ali, Anastasia and Michael on Joy 94.9. Big show, lots of feedback tonight.
We did indeed. We talked earlier about Penny Wong's good news, and Josie says, we Australians are used to Penny Wong, although the press have rarely acknowledged it. It has always been obvious that she is gay by the masculine way she dresses and her dominant manner in Parliament. We can tolerate that because that's the way she is.
What?
There you go.
Okay.
Cool. And I think that's all that we have time for today.
That is all that we have time for today. Remember, you can visit us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRoundup on Joy 94.9. Coming up, it is The Spirit Room on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
G'day, guys. Kylie Minogue's television brother here, Craig McLaughlin. You're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.